everybody. It's
June 21st.
The year 2007.
The year 2000.
Here comes Mr. T. This is episode number 85. You're listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. But then you probably knew that. I'm your host, Ben, and jumping into the empty pool that we call a show today will be Chris.
It's like a cesspool.
Also, Scott.
I resent that. I resent that comment.
You resemble that. By the way, Scott's name is spelled with three T's.
Oh, my. Why is my name spelled with three T's?
I don't know, because it's funny.
Sure.
Jason.
You.
And Frank.
I like the singer. Up the sun and the moon and the Gina.
This is like a crowded house. It's like a frat house.
Yeah, also, exactly. Welcome the next host, silent protagonist, Gordon Freeman. Well said.
All right.
Continue.
Oops. I didn't know what you're talking about. Anyway, as usual, if you've got any questions, comments, feedback, otherwise, send it on over to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. We'll either get back to you or we won't. All right, anyway, in today's show, we'll talk about whatever just kind of comes up randomly. Well, I did want to talk about a few things. Let's see if we get to these. Maybe a review of Guitar Hero 2.
Maybe. All of our topics
maybe.
Are maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a review of Forza Motorsports 2.
Maybe.
I did want to kind of hit up on these, though. Sega isn't content with crapping on their own development team.
Oh, gosh.
So they want to crap on some other ones. Nobody wants to hunt men, and I kind of want to do a...
I kind of want to hunt men.
Of course you do.
and a rant about E3 2007.
Ben actually went in the future and went to E3 already and is now back.
He says it's crap.
In the year 2000.
Yeah, that's my joke.
Not anymore.
Yeah, so where should we start here? Let's talk about Sega. I don't have any...
I have something for Sega.
Anyway,
speaking of Sega, did you guys hear that Dreamcast 2 is coming out?
Sure.
Yes.
Is that when the Phantom's coming out too?
Exactly. They're teaming up. It's gonna be the Phantom Cast.
Phantom Cast. Sounds like a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. I was just gonna say Duke Nukem will be a launch title.
Yeah, exactly.
I stole Frank's thunder.
That and StarCraft Ghost.
Yeah, StarCraft Ghost isn't funny anymore because that's actually canceled.
Mario 128.
Bring it back.
Four.
But all right, well, what's the
Team
second
Fortress
thing? What are we talking about now?
Oh. Anyways, so for those of you who didn't hear, which apparently is probably quite a few of you, Sega is making a Sonic the Hedgehog role-playing game for the Nintendo DS, and they're actually teaming up with BioWare, the guys who made
KOTOR,
Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, and
Everyone Unites, and just about every other good computer RPG.
Mass Effect.
Yeah, basically, Mass Effect. So, basically, my point is, I mean, Sega's pretty much gone downhill. I know how much Chris loves Sega, and that's probably mostly for their support of the site, but they've gone downhill.
They support us?
Well, they have. Who knows if they'll still support us? No, the point is that, basically, you know, Sega's gone downhill, and here they go bringing one of the better companies, kind of downhill with them. So who knows where BioWare will be, you know, 2 years from now after teaming up with Sega and just crap.
Seeing so they're making an MMO that's probably going to be Knights of the Old Republic, and they have the Neverwinter Nights series and several other series. BioWare, Sega won't take BioWare anywhere.
Come on, man.
Sega touches turns to poop. I missed what we're talking about, so I'm out of this topic.
That wasn't much of a topic, huh?
What, we're done already?
I thought it was going to be better. What about like Mario and Sonic at the Olympics or whatever it was called? Could that bring it up?
No. Sonic's done. I mean, why? I don't see why they just can't retire him already.
I think that game, the Sonic and Mario game for the Olympics, that game, in my opinion, has to be good.
Who's breathing?
Can't release.
Who's breathing?
Everybody breathes.
Don't breathe. No one breathe.
The You know, that game has to be good. I mean, I can't imagine Nintendo and Sega slapping their name on something that's just total crap.
Oh, well, I can't.
Look bad for both of them.
I can't.
Isn't it called Mario Party 8?
Oh.
Is that not good?
The reviews
are bad.
But, I mean, a game like that with Sonic and Mario both in it, huge, high-profile characters, for it to be bad, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they've done it before. They have done it.
Yeah. I mean, that could ruin both the characters, you know.
No. It could.
I think, but let's state it right now. Mario and Sonic for the Olympics game is going to be the downfall of Nintendo. They're going to go to third-party publisher after that. Sega sucks.
Right. Says the, 30 million DS owners now?
That's it. They're going to all sell their DSs after that game comes up.
According to a recent study, over 89% of Japan will own a DS by 2011.
Wow.
And over 85% of statistics are made up on the spot.
Do we have another topic, or are we done?
That's pretty much it.
Thanks for listening. All right, nobody wants to hunt men. So I don't know if you guys have heard, but Manhunt 2 has basically been given a adults-only rating.
Basically.
No.
Right out there. AO.
Well, as of right now, it's got an AO rating that's adults-only.
This version of the game is AO. They're going to change it around. So
when's it supposed to be released? Is it even ready
in
3 weeks? In 3 weeks?
Yeah, July.
I didn't realize it was that soon.
Yeah, July 10th.
And neither Nintendo nor Sony will allow it to be on their systems.
Yeah.
Now, so are you sure that's... Because I thought that was only going to be in the UK that they're not allowing it.
No, that's
no.
Now it is. It's everywhere. Well, most retailers, they won't carry AO games at all. So that's why it's basically a ban.
Yeah, like Walmart won't put them on their shelves. And that's a huge...
Who cares about Walmart?
I know. I don't know why people, I don't know why they say that all the time, but Walmart must be a huge seller of games.
Yeah,
Walmart
is the
number one retailer.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, out in
remote locations, there's nowhere else to go except Walmart.
Yeah,
that's where people go.
Wait. Yeah. Here, yeah. I just read from GameSpot. It says, in the wake of international bans on adult-only ratings in the U.S., Manhunt 2 War will not make its July 10th release date. Take-Two Interactive has confirmed the game had been expected to ship that day for the PlayStation 2, PlayStation Portable, and Nintendo Wii.
I wanted to play that on the Wii.
I've read up on the story for Manhunt 2, and apparently the guy who is the main character doesn't even want to be a killer, and he was...
Oh, no, he's imprisoned, and he has to escape or something.
Yeah.
He's, in a mental asylum.
So is it more of a psychotic ways of killing people?
Yeah.
You know,
it's more I think it's more out of a necessity kind of thing.
Okay.
That makes it so much.
Yeah. It's not played out like Grand Theft Auto where you just run down the street and shoot somebody. It's more played out like a Metal Gear Solid. Or Splinter Cell.
Okay. I think it's more Splinter Cell than Metal Gear, definitely.
It's the way you're killing the people that causes it to be adult only.
Yeah,
it's probably a couple of things.
I mean, it's funny that we're saying that in that it's the way you're killing people. It's okay if you kill people by shooting them with the rocket and they explode into chunks, but it's not okay for you to put a bag over the head and kill them. That gets an adult.
It's not okay.
I think
it's because it's accessible to young kids.
Oh, plastic bags, Ziplocs?
Yeah, yeah, they'll fit.
By the way, DreamStation.cc is sponsored by Ziploc. Or Ziploc is the official bag of DreamStation. And Manhunt. They should get that. They should get Ziploc on Manhunt's, cover.
So what do we sell the hefty people?
I don't know. They're out of luck. They got to pay more.
Yeah.
The trash bag, garbage bags.
Yeah, I think the ESRB ratings work for people that actually pay attention to them and follow them. You know what I mean? That's the problem. Like we talked before, Scott, your aunt and uncle buy you a game and they're not paying attention to that. So, they buy you that and then they buy you iPod tennis shoe things that you can't use. But the,
there's different ones. They're all like that.
They don't follow the ESRB, so then it doesn't work in that respect. But for, like, a parent that's going in and actually looking at the ratings and paying attention, then, yeah, it probably does work.
Right.
I mean, I wouldn't let, I mean, even now, like, Xander, my son, I don't let him watch when I'm playing violent games.
See, what happens with people like me and Chris is we try and shelter our children from things like that so they don't end up like Scott.
Well, see, Scott, I can't blame Scott's parents. Scott's parents are doing a fine job. It's his aunts and uncles that are corrupting him.
It's always
I feel violated. Absolutely.
We can hit Guitar Hero 2. A brief review of Guitar Hero 2. Oh, this is for the 360 for those of you who don't know.
But it's very similar to the PS2 version because I've played that too. So it's pretty much the same thing, except some added songs but most of the stuff's the same. So this is like a 2-for-1.
I thought, because this was my first time playing it, I thought it was pretty good. I like the whole, you know, the vibe and everything to it. I thought, you know, being a, I guess, you know, a former musician, I thought it was a little easy.
You call yourself that, don't you?
Whatever. I can call myself whatever I want. Who's going to do a background check on me? Also being one of the former Tuskegee Airmen.
Ben was also formerly an assassin, so I'd watch what you say.
If you're going to make up names for yourself, I want to be the Pope.
Oh, my gosh, Ben must do a background check.
Yeah, you know, Born Identity? Yeah, it's based on me.
DreamStation.cc is proudly brought to you by Assassin.
It was originally the Ben Identity.
The Ben Identity.
That could go at the end of the show.
Well, you have a new movie. You have a new movie coming out this summer, the Ben Ultimatum, right? Or whatever it's called. Is that what it's called?
The first movie was based on him.
Your movie. It's not the Ben Ultimatum. It's the Ultimate Ben. Is that what it was?
Yeah. Like the ultimate cheeseburger at Jack in the Box.
There you go. All right, so anyways, I got Guitar Hero. Jack in the Box. So we got Guitar Hero, which is also, this segment's been brought to you by Fender. But anyways, so Guitar Hero, you if anybody doesn't know, in the game you actually play guitar. And it comes with a guitar controller.
By the way, have you guys seen the stuff for Rock Band?
No, but we're doing a review of Guitar Hero here.
Rock Band. Yeah, have you seen the guitar for that? They released it.
It's beautiful.
It looks so cool. Yeah.
But we don't go there.
Back to Guitar Hero.
All right, Guitar Hero 2, and I think we talked about Guitar Hero before on a previous show with Guitar Freaks. I think Frank was on it. We talked about that. But basically, you have the buttons on top, on the fret buttons on top on the neck. That you have five
buttons. Why do you have to explain Guitar Hero? If they don't know, they don't need to know the review.
No, they might want to buy the game and don't know what it is.
Google it. Google it.
Shut up.
No, we're here to provide that information. Maybe they don't like
you're
Google.
Here to fill
maybe they're
an
anti-Google.
Hour.
Maybe they're anti-Google.
Maybe they know Yahoo.
They're in their car right now listening to this. So how do they know?
Oh, sure.
How can they Google?
That's
they're Googling
safe.
On their cell phone trying to figure out what Guitar Hero is, so they know what we're talking about. Yeah, on their iPhone with both hands moving their fingers in and out and not driving. Anyways, so you strum the guitar and you play it to the beat. It's kind of like if you played Amplitude on the PlayStation 2 or Frequency on the PlayStation 2. It's a lot like those, especially since the developer is the same. So the notes come down the screen. When they get to the bottom in the right circle, that's when you have to strum the guitar and hit the right button at the right time.
That's me, Scott.
It's what?
Matter of fact, let's just boot him. Scott, you're asking for a banning again.
Again? You've said this before.
So minus the songs you have to pay for.
So I mean, the music's cool. It's got the different classic songs that you would like. By the way, they're supposed to be bringing out an update. Is it for all the systems?
No, it's only for PS2.
Okay, they're bringing out an 80s version that's going to have, like, Poison and Motley Crue.
You're going to have to buy those on the marketplace, darn.
Oh, that are going to do it? That's the only thing I have to say that's kind of a rip on, in my opinion, and with the songs, is what has it been, like, $6 for 3 songs or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
So it's like $2 a song. You have to buy them in 3 packs, so if you only like one song out of the 3, you still got to pay $6. And some of those songs were on, actually, Guitar Hero 1 for the PlayStation 2.
They're all on.
So, or they're all on there. Yeah. So basically you're paying, $6 for three at a time and getting, nickel and dime to death. So these new songs, if that's correct, the 80 songs, you're going to have to pay probably $6 for three also. I mean, that's even more expensive than a song on iTunes, but I mean, I guess it comes with the code to put the little notes on the screen too, not just
the
music.
You're also getting the little video game part of it.
Yeah. So, but I mean, still, it seems kind of steep a little bit.
But aside from that, I mean, the game, I thought, I was pretty impressed at first, and then I beat it on medium, and I figured, at that point, I was kind of like, well, I mean, it's good to bring out for like a party.
Oh yeah.
I don't see like much replay out of it. Really, I mean, yeah, you can get the high scores and all that. But I mean,
there's a lot of people I read online and stuff that are like addicted to it, especially like in college and stuff. And maybe that's because they have like people over all the time and try it and try to beat each other. But they try to work at getting the being able to perfect the highest level possible. It does. I also would say if you ever had dreams of playing guitar in a rock band or playing guitar just in general, and you never felt like taking the time to learn how to play guitar, I mean, it gives you somewhat of that feeling like, hey, I'm actually kind of sort of playing a guitar. I mean, I know I'm not really playing a guitar, and if I picked up a real guitar, I couldn't do it, but at least gives you some of that. I know I would probably say if you're a parent and your son is begging and driving you crazy that they want a real guitar and want you to spend, $200 or something, and you don't know if they're going to actually use the guitar or not, if you have a 360 or PS2, buy them Guitar Hero for $50 or $60 and see if that...
You're talking about... It's 90.
What? Is it 90? It's 90 bucks. 360, okay, 360 is 90.
It's $2 for you,
like, it was like 60 or 70 for PS2, but yeah, buy them that and see if that quenches their thirst for being a rock star.
That's still a video game. Doesn't count.
No, it doesn't, but I think some kids probably that really want to play, music on a guitar, you buy them a real guitar, and then they realize, well, I can't play, what I'm listening to in a rock band. I have to play Mary Had a Little Lamb and, stuff for months on end. It's not
that's
as easy
you get
as it seems.
That's why you get them Esteban.
Esteban
tapes.
I am Esteban.
but
he will show you how to save on your car.
Like, I read an article that was saying, I mean, this isn't going to make you a better guitar player, but the one thing that it could do is help you improve your rhythm. Yeah, so that is the one thing. Like, I've played a lot of rhythm games, and like I said, I used to do band and stuff like that. So the rhythm for me was a lot easier, whereas I can see someone who has like no musical background just totally screwing everything up.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, I mean, I played it on medium. I actually beat it on medium, and I never lost one song. And, it was okay. I mean, I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I'd give it probably like an 8.5 out of 10 because I thought it was fun for a while. But
I mean, I think
well, you paid $2 for it.
I paid $2 for it.
I deduct a few points just because of the marketplace songs. I was kind of excited when I heard that you were going to be able to get, more songs for it, because that could add to the longevity of the game, is being able to get more songs and play different songs that you like. But right. $6 for three songs, it's kind of, makes it a little less appealing. I mean, they were talking, like, if I was reading something where they were saying, if they release enough songs, you're going to end up paying, like, for a full game. And what, if they release 10 of those packs, that'll be 30 songs and you're going to pay for a full game. Does it really seem like you should pay for a full, another copy of a game just for 30 songs you download? I don't know.
Well, why not? I mean, people did it with Guitar Hero 1.
Yeah, I
guess. Guitar Hero 2.
I guess.
I mean, the one thing that Guitar Hero 2 for the 360 gives you is I think it's over 70 songs total.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good amount of songs.
Think about how much that's going to cost to rebuy for Guitar Hero 3.
Isn't it the same amount? Isn't it the same amount of songs on the Xbox 360 as it is on PS2 though?
No, Guitar Hero for 360 had some more songs.
I want to say the total was just as many as 1 and 2 had combined, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
if you want to play the songs from Guitar Hero 1, just play Guitar Hero 1.
I like that. Yeah. Yes, he's got it.
Yeah. Then, but
if you don't have a PS2...
Yeah, if you don't have a PS2, you're out of luck. And if you don't want to spend the money for guitars multiple times and everything else. The 360 didn't have... I don't think it had all the PS2 Guitar Hero 1 songs, because they ended up showing up in the marketplace, you know.
It's the Xbox 360 has 8 more songs than the PS2.
Okay.
And then plus the downloadable tracks, the 9 downloadable tracks. So there was only four real bands that actually appeared on this.
Yeah, majority of them are cover bands. Even like Van Halen, that song that's on there, that actually is a Beatles song that Van Halen made popular, because Van Halen actually didn't want to give the rights to their songs. They were saying David Lee Roth was being a pain. And then this same article I read, they said that some of the other bands, they wanted to have some songs, and trying to get the rights to actually use those songs was nearly impossible. They said they would have like a song that was split up between 5 or 10 different band members, and then some of the people were in jail, and they had to get, you know, them to sign off on it because they owned 5% of the song. So they said certain bands came back and said, you know, like I think Quiet Riot for Come On Feel the Noise, like they wanted some ungodly amount of money, and they were like, forget it, you know. I mean, Quiet Riot, what have they done lately besides Come On Feel the Noise? And they want like a boatload of money.
And that wasn't really lately.
No, it's not. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they haven't done anything lately, but and they're probably, for all we know, they're probably broke, and that's why they wanted so much money. Like, hey, we can make some more money.
I think they're playing the Cleveland Fair next week.
Oh, are they? next to the pig barn?
Anyway, this is going to run forever, so, but just give it a score.
Me? I'd give it probably probably a 9 or 8.59.
Right. The one song I would score, I give it a 7, just because I played one song.
Okay. Yay! I only played the PS2 version.
Okay, well then you don't count. The other thing I wanted to mention is Guitar Hero 3 will, I think, will be released later this fall, and they're actually going to be using the original song. So whereas Guitar Hero 1 and 2 used cover bands, 3 will have the original song. So.
And now that one's being developed by Neversoft, right? The guys that made Tony Hawk, correct?
Yeah, and it's got a new HUD and everything.
Yeah, because Harmonix left, or they booted them, or whatever. I don't know, whatever. That's who's making Rock Band.
MTV got rid of them.
Red Octane, Activision.
Whatever.
Yeah,
because we're...
But the developers Station, were Harmonix.
Right, because DreamStation.cc will be meeting with them next month at E3.
Yeah, we love them.
To check out some of the... to check out Guitar Hero 3 and the 80s edition and whatever else to back out in the next
year. What if they totally screw you over? I mean, just on the interview. If they don't answer anything you want and just spit out PR nonsense.
It's not an interview. That's all it is. It's just them saying, like, look, this is the new game we got.
Yeah, they'll let you try it and
check it out, and
yeah,
here's a pamphlet, and here's some screenshots, and
here's some stickers.
Yeah, we'll see you next year.
I could take place in it, you know. I could be there.
You could, but you won't.
All right, that's off topic. Are we done with the topics you wanted to cover?
I wanted to rant about E3.
Okay.
That's a perfect segue into ranting about
E3. Okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to turn off my micro now.
Go ahead and rant about the E3 the E3 of the future that you went and saw and are back from. Jason, cue the...
Someone get out your tiny
Jason's
violence.
Jason's not doing the, you know, in the year, whatever he was doing.
Oh, okay.
So get the
in the year... In the year 2000...
In the year 7.
2000...
7.
Seven.
All right. Got to get a little higher there, my man. Anyways, no, I mean, the only problem I have... Because I've spent this entire week trying to set up appointments for some of these meetings with these guys, and like we have a meeting with like Sony Online, Midway, Red Octane, Activision, like I said, and a few other companies. But it's like impossible to get meetings with, you know, some of the companies that we actually want to meet with, because no one seems to know how this works. And so if you want a meeting with Electronic Arts, for example, I wouldn't even know how to begin to set one up. I mean, we've contacted, you know, the PR companies who handle these things. I mean, if they don't get back to us, you know,
yeah,
there's nothing.
Yeah.
So it's just been like this complete like debacle. I mean, you're trying to get a hold of some of these people. You're trying to get into their press conferences. We got invited to the Microsoft press conference, but not to the Sony or Nintendo. We contact them. They're like, we're full. Like, well, why didn't we ever get an invitation to begin with?
Yeah, especially when E3 this year is invite only, 2,000 to 3,000 press and media people. Why aren't all 2,000 to 3,000 people being invited to all these things?
Right, right? And they're saying,
because they're going to the Arcade Expo instead.
And they're saying this is going to be, you know, more intimate kind of thing. And, you know, their whole point was they wanted to have a better relationship with the media and this and that. And it's like, well, how can we have a better relationship when everything is random?
Yeah, pretty much it's silent, you know, from what I've seen too. It's pretty much all we're doing is meeting with the people that we already had contacts with before.
Right.
We're like not making any new contacts. And you would think if it was only, like I said, if it was only 2,000 to 3,000 people total, they can't fit 2,000 to 3,000 people in a press conference, you know, for each of those major companies. Why don't they, you know, do that? But
yeah.
I'm guessing Sony's inviting their own people, probably other than the 2,000 to 3,000 people or whatever, you know, whatever they're doing. It doesn't make sense.
And here's the thing, right? Because this is what, I mean, we've been comparing, me and Chris have been comparing, you know, who we've got invitations to and who we haven't. And I'm asking him, hey, did you get, you know, I got this email today from like NCSoft or whatever. And he's like, no, I didn't get that invitation. Well, I mean, he's the owner of the site. Why isn't he getting an invitation? Why am I getting an invitation? So, yeah. I mean, and then, you know, and Chris's brother Rusty is getting, you know, different invitations. So we're trying to cover all bases here. But, I mean, it's just, it's like they're pulling like names out of some sorting hat and it's kind of randomly going with whatever they pull out and just like pulling stuff out of their ass.
Hey!
I can say that. It's kind of bad from you, Red.
Oh, he was ramping. He's allowed to use that verbiage.
That, or they realize you got three are all from the same site and they're dividing the stuff up. So
yeah,
three of you
maybe.
Can.
No. I refuse to believe that.
I mean,
there's a baby somewhere.
It's all in your head, Scott.
I hear the crying of children.
Yeah, I mean, my wife and I went on vacation a few weeks ago, hence why the show and site has not been updated as like probably like we should. But, you know, so I don't have much vacation left. Plus, I was sick when we got back for 2 days, so I'm like negative hours right at the moment. So, long story short, I'm not going to E3 this year. But I still don't know if I would want to go or not. You can't go. It's non-transferable.
I can go.
It's hard to even understand. Like Ben saying, I don't even know if I went or when Ben and Rusty go, what you guys are even going to be doing. I mean, the hangar where the games, where you get to try them, that doesn't look, I would say it's maybe as big as one of the rooms at E3 last year instead of like all three. So that you can probably get done in one day, maybe, because they're going to be, instead of 60,000 people trying to fit into three of those rooms, there's only going to be 2,000 to 3,000 people in one of those rooms. So that's a whole lot less people. And then, it sounds like if you don't have meetings set up like Ben's trying to set up, and you can maybe go to a few press conferences here or there, besides that, there's not going to be anything to do. So it's kind of like,
why can't I go?
You know, do I want to spend this money to fly across the country and everything else just to maybe talk with a few companies that I probably could just as easily talk to, you know, over the phone or via email? And, you know, I wish there was more details, like Ben was saying. You know, I mean, just if there was more details and they said, this is the game plan, this is how it's going to work, and this is going to be what you're going to get to see, and maybe
yeah,
it'd be
exactly.
better. But.
I mean, here's the other thing.
See, I'm actually glad I'm not going to E3 because I went, the year before.
Yeah.
I went 2005 and 2004. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool and everything. But I'm actually glad I didn't get invited to the last two or this one. In fact, now that they've cut down, you know, now they've did the cutbacks and everything like that, I'm actually glad. because mm-hmm. now that gives us an opportunity to check out other things like the, you know, again, I'm plugging the Penny Arcade Expo.
Or the E for All that's gone.
That has become the new E3, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the what is it, the San Francisco Game Show, what was that? I didn't get to go to that either, but...
There's Digital Life out in New York in the fall.
Exactly.
There's a bunch of other ones.
There's all of these new outlets now that are going to be pretty much the new E3s and stuff. So, you know, I'm actually, you know, kind of sad that there's not going to be any more E3, but then again, who cares? We've got Penny Arcade Expo coming up in 3 months, four months.
The only thing I wonder about those compared to E3, like the E for All, Penny Arcade, Digital Life, a lot of those seem like they're more focused towards consumers. So are the companies going to be showing like pre-release games like they used to at E3? Or are they going to be more just new stuff that you're going to see maybe in a month or two that's pretty much done, they just need to make the packaging for and press out?
They actually do. They show upcoming releases, let you play some of them. They show you like, you know, from 1 month to down the road. Plus they offer... They do offer a lot of other things, too. Not only is it all video games, but there's also, like, board companies or, you know, board game companies and card game companies and stuff like that.
Foreign game companies?
Yeah. So, you know, that kind of, I don't know, that just kind of opens it up for everybody then.
Yeah.
No offense to the Penny Arcade guys and everything, but I think, I mean, they'll never be E3, and that's because, I mean, they're basically their own website. They're just throwing their own kind of party. I don't think game companies are exactly going to be saying, like, oh, well, I think this is the perfect place to, you know, show the next, like, Metal Gear Solid game. It's not going to happen.
Are you sure? Because they did. I mean, it's a lot of the game companies have sought the, you know, the first one, yeah, they said, okay, it's kind of stupid. Let's just get Nintendo out there. But this is their, what, fifth or sixth one now? And game companies are looking at this going, oh, and... There's more and more game companies that are actually, you know, talking to Mike and Jerry and saying, hey, you know, let us go there. You know, let us show for you. I think last year they had just about half of the E3, of what was that E3, half of that was at Penny Arcade Expo.
Well, what's funny, too, is I don't know if you've heard, like, there's been a couple higher-up people in the E3 Media Expo ranks that have left and went over to that E for All.
Right.
So you kind of wonder, is there some, you know, are some of the people managing the E3 this year kind of irritated and like, this, you know, this pretty much sucks and they want to go to a different venue? E for All has been, you know, we've heard that like behind the scenes in memos, they've said, you know, treat this like E3, you know, so they're trying to make E for All be open to the public, but be basically E3 again. So, I mean,
even then with the E for All, I mean, it's GamePro, basically, the parent company of GamePro. So you run into the same problem. I mean, it's basically GamePro, you know, throwing this gigantic party. And yeah, like, Nintendo's going to be there. They're, like, one of the big booths and all. But, again, I mean, I don't see them showing off, you know, like, the real big, like, secret stuff.
Yeah, you know? Maybe I'm wrong, but it seems more like they're going to be, like, E for All is going to be, this is the games that are coming out for Christmas, and you'll be able to buy these in the next month, or 2 months, or 3 months, and that's it.
I mean, it's basically going to be the same stuff that you would see on, like, the Fusion Tour.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, Sony. If Sony's there, they're going to show you the same thing that they've got in
their truck.
Truck, yeah, the big rig.
The PlayStation Underground.
I mean, I just don't see those things. This, I mean, E3, the parent company is the ESA, right? The Software Association.
Yeah, I mean, entertainment.
Those guys have no other vested interest. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, Penny Arcade, okay, fine. You know, maybe people will show some stuff. But like I said, I mean, like you're saying, you're going to see stuff that's immediate release, stuff that maybe came out in the last month, stuff that's coming out in the next 2 months, but you're not going to see the stuff that's coming out, you know, 8 months from now, a year from now. You're not going to see, like we saw Crackdown last last May, and it came out this past February or whatever it was. I don't think you're going to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we
could be wrong
and stuff. You know, yeah,
could be wrong. But
I think it's partially a matter of how well E3 does this year. You know, if E3 goes over well, then that's probably going to maybe stay that way. I could see maybe the Game Developers Conference behind closed doors somewhat seeing stuff. But if it doesn't, then I could see where like a Penny Arcade or this E for All or something could take over. The one thing that I think is kind of funny though is, you know, I have no facts to prove this, but supposedly, you know, Sony is the one that kind of said, hey, we don't want to spend these millions of dollars to have this huge booth and everything at E3 because it's not, we're not making anything off of it. So we don't want to do this anymore. And when they said they didn't want to, supposedly all these other game companies said, okay, fine, we're leaving then too. We don't want to do E3 now either. But now because of that, it seems like Penny Arcade's gotten bigger and now the Sea for All's coming out and then, Digital Life probably is going to have more, and so now all of a sudden it's like instead of Sony having to go to one big huge thing, now they have to go to like four or five a year instead. You know, so it almost like backfired on them in that they probably may be spending more. But the thing is with E for All, if they spend money there, it'll actually be open to the public, and that'll, I guess they'll feel like they're putting money into advertising that actually people are seeing it that would be buying something.
Digital Life is open to the public, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I should go to that.
Yeah. But I think the thing is, though, like, you know, they say that E3, you know, they were spending all that and it wasn't really advertising, but, I mean, anybody that's been at E3 would know that it was never just the media or people that, you know, actually needed to be there. There was tons of people that you could classify as public that were there. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to rip on Frank or anything, but, Frank, you got in because you worked at Best Buy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you just worked at Best Buy or GameStop, you could get in too. So, I mean, anybody. I mean, you could work there for. I mean, you probably had. I take it, Frank, you worked there for a little while and kind of had some. You talked to the Sony reps and stuff. I don't think you could work there for, you know, the month before E3 and get in.
I did have connections on getting in. I mean, yeah. I've our Nintendo rep for Sacramento or for California, Northern California, Richard, I've known him for like 6.5-7 years.
Yeah.
I've worked at game stores since, you know, 96.
So you call him Richard, but I call him Dick.
he's like my favorite rep.
You think it'd be the other way around?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
I've talked to some of the guys down at GameStop that I talk to, and they get like a lot of times like one or two of the guys there can go to E3. They're allowed to send like one or two people from GameStop, not the whole store, but
and I mean,
a few.
Plus, it is job related. I worked at Best Buy, I worked in the media department, so therefore, I was, you know, video game CDs, videos, you know, DVDs. And out of the whole media section, there was like maybe, which is like what, 10, 12 people? Only three of them were gamers. So, you know, we went and we learned and we brought back the information, you know, and that's pretty much the way I imagined E3 was supposed to be. You go, you get the information, you bring it back, you talk.
Here's my main problem, right? Okay, so we didn't get into the Sony press conference, and I think your brother's on standby for the Nintendo press conference. So,
even though we got in last year.
Right. So despite all that, what's going to happen is we'll be in town, we'll be around there, and yet that same night or the next day, what are we going to be doing? We're going to be reading some blogger who's got like 30 readers. Mm-hmm. He's got like a forum with like 15 members, and yet they got into the Sony press conference.
Me.
They got into the Nintendo press conference.
Yeah.
And us, who've got like a lot more readers, a lot more.
Yeah, I've been around since, you know, 1999 and are established.
We're left out in the cold.
Yeah.
And 2007 and proud.
And I mean, I was reading some articles saying that, you know, here's this guy who runs this site, pretty big site, I guess, and they have anywhere from like 9 members from their staff go to E3 every year. This year, not one person invited. So, I mean, it's just random.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just...
Well, I remember last year when the DS Lite came out, right? I don't know how what I was doing, but somehow on Google or something I was searching for, I ended up running across this blogger's website that he got a Nintendo DS press kit from Nintendo, that when you open the box, it had like lights on it or something like that that lit up.
And oh, yeah, and it, you remember it that? Like opens and it's got the sounds.
Yeah, he got he got this from Nintendo, and I emailed our PR guy and said, you know, I don't want to be mean or anything, but why did he get this and we didn't even get offered any, you know, a system at all? And, you know, they're like, oh, I don't know why you got that, you know, blah, blah. But, I mean, it's, it, you know, once again, it's not what you know, it's who you know. And I don't care how big you are, if or how small you are, it's who you know. So that guy probably knew somebody that's in Nintendo PR or whatever, and, you know, so they get the stuff. I mean, there's another guy there's another guy I know that I work with that he wrote articles for this, like, music and stereo review company, or, you know, website, and they had, like, a magazine and stuff. And then they started getting games from Microsoft and for 360 and Xbox. And so they offered them to him and said, hey, you review these because you like games. And so he was doing them. And then he quit working for that website, and Microsoft just kept sending him 360 games. They even sent him a 360. And he didn't even, you know, didn't even do anything.
Never, ever complain.
No, he's not going to complain, but, I mean, he basically, you know, was
don't
like...
Don't tell anyone.
Stuff.
Edit this out.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, Ben, that, and you know, too, with, like...
It's a secret.
Not that we don't like going to those EA events and all that stuff, but you know with them, too, all their stuff is, like, last minute. So this E3 stuff, too, these appointments, I'm guessing that the week before E3, you're going to probably be getting more stuff saying, hey, you want to meet up with us next week? And it's like,
yeah,
you didn't know this was coming? What
yesterday, we got an email from Nyko saying,
yeah,
oh, you want to set something up? Sure, okay, I could use a free faceplate.
You know what you got to do? No, the next EA event is just going to be one guy standing in front of a whiteboard. This is what we're coming out with. Don't you have anything to show us? No, this is last minute. And he just draws a Battlefield gun on it. This is a realistic simulation.
Yeah, because even those events, there's been a few different EA events that we have not been able to send anybody to because they ask, like, the week before, hey, can you be there next Tuesday? Yeah. You know, can you be in Vancouver next Tuesday? No.
Yeah,
you know?
and the days are always bad days because they're like
Tuesday.
It's like show up on like let's see, it'll be like
Christmas,
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and it's like okay, I mean you can have pick like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday maybe.
Yeah, well you have to like remember they're working, weekend. So they want to do it on weekdays, right?
But they still, well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, the problem is EA should know this with their things. You know, a lot of the sites they invite are sites like ours where we have, the staff has another job. It's not just, right. We don't just do this full time. So those sites, Frank, you'll get your check next week. Okay. They figure they're there Monday through Friday. But they're inviting these sites that they want us to help promote their products, but we have to work Monday through Friday, so now we have to take off work to fly out there. And they ask us the week before. Well, I know a lot of people, and even my manager, if I went and said, hey, by the way, I need off next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, he'd be like, I don't think so. You know, I can't give him that short a notice.
Or he'd be like, okay, you're fired.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Good luck with that gaming website you got there.
You gotta leave.
Yeah. All right, I think we've beaten this dead horse enough. Can we go on to my secret topic that's not very exciting, so don't get excited about it? Maybe we can turn this into a poll topic, but it's not a poll. It's just a come and give us some info and ideas. We got an email today, speaking of PR people, and speaking of American Greetings and Flash games. We got an email today from a guy that's from Fire Glow Games, which is fireglowgames.com. And they have a website and then whatever. But one of the games on their website is a Flash game, like that's on a website. And it is called Plume Boom. So I just wondered, I saw that now. And I was thinking, like, how many of you guys play, like, these Flash games, like Line Rider? Have you guys ever tried that?
Well, Line Rider, yeah. But...
Like, do you guys visit Miniclips and Newsgrounds.com and those different...
Newgrounds used to a long while ago. They had some good games. Isn't that where Alien Hominid...
Yeah, exactly. I guess the question I would like to know, maybe we'll create a forum topic about this, is like, do any of you guys play these online Flash games? Do you like them? And if you have any suggestions of ones we should try that we're missing out on, you know, post in the forums and let us know so we can check them out and see if they're any good.
Yes, and for anyone that doesn't know, you must join the forums to post.
Your Pogo count?
That would be one, too. Yeah, any of the sites, like, and if it's, like, if the game's on Miniclips, for example, there's, like, a table tennis game on Miniclips that's not too bad that I've played a few times. Like, let us know what the game is and on what site it is so we actually know, you know, don't just tell us I visit Miniclips because that doesn't give us much info.
I have a personal account on, Pogo. If I'm not playing, like, World of Warcraft or whatever I'm playing at the moment, I'll just sit back and, you know, chill with Pogo.
That's why our stuff is getting all messed up, because you're playing WoW.
Yeah, and, like, Miniclips has, like, Club Penguin. I know I know my niece and nephew were excited about that and joined that.
That's, like, the number five game.
Is it really?
The number five.
Frank.
Yeah. Frankie.
It's up there. And, like, we just went to Walt Disney World a few weeks ago, and there's that Virtual Magic Kingdom, VMK.com, that you can play mini games on there, and that's not too bad either.
Here it is, Plume Boom.
So, Frank, have you ever won money on Pogo?
No. I'm really Jewish with my points, so I haven't really, you know, I don't know. Yeah.
What am I supposed to do in this Plume Boom thing?
I have no idea. I tried. I'm scrolling side to side. Side to side, and there's a rocket that launches out of the plant every once in a while. And you have two apples at the top, but I have no idea what you're supposed to do. I think if you click, the rocket launches or something.
I have one point,
and I have two apples. And this rocket goes across, and I don't really know what you're supposed to do with it. I don't know. This is just like,
and there's a W in the background.
Yeah, if you scroll down, Plume Boom actually looks more like a Bejeweled type game.
I don't even know
if we're supposed to be doing anything on this main page.
Can you link the site real quick? Link the site.
Here, it's plumeboom.com. Plume Boom.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Plume. All right, great.
I think that's about it. We beat the show.
Here, let's just record our experiences with this.
Yeah, we better close this out.
Because
we'll be here forever playing Plume Boom.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
I think Ben left. He's still there, Ben?
Play Flow instead.
Go play Flow. But yeah, there's another Flash game. Yeah, so let us know the Flash games that you guys like playing so we can check them out.
All right,
I'm out of here. I have to go watch a movie that we rented, and Ben needs to go eat dinner probably.
What is it? What movie?
I don't know. We rented something. Me, Myself, and My Doopie or something, or whatever that big game was.
What?
Dupree. That's
you,
what
me, and Dupree.
Yeah.
That's on HBO right now.
I thought you said shoot me and My Dookie.
I'm going to let you know right now, it's a stupid movie.
Is it? All right. Well, it's all right.
All right, everybody.
I don't understand this game.
I don't think.
All right. Well, anyway.
Screenshots.
All right, Ben, close it out so I can turn this off. Check out. Let me do it. I'll do it. All right. Check out www.dreamstation.cc for the latest news, reviews, game stuff, Plume Booms, and everything else. And email us at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. If you feel like emailing us your favorite Flash mini games on the web, let us know that way. Too, if you don't want to post on the forums, that's fine. We'll read them that way.
No. And, don't give them another option.
Oh, we'll give them both options, because some people may...
We get three emails a week.
I know. Well,
if even.
Well, but if we give them both options, maybe they'll do both. Speaking of Red, do you have anything final to say?
Listen up.
Let's talk about Half-Life 2.
Mind your mouth.
I want to talk about Half-Life 2.
No, you and your Half-Life
2. Oh, wait. We got to have the Halo 3 update. By the way, if you pre-order it at Circuit City right now, you'll get three or four-foot tall Halo 3 poster.
That is over.
Wall cling.
It's a wall cling. It's like one of those fatheads. For those of you guys who don't know fathead, Google it up, fathead.
Yeah, like the Gav guy.
Yeah, it's a big vinyl wall cling, so that's pretty cool.
No, no, no.
There you go. So go to Circuit City.
Nothing.
White paper.
What else did I want? I wanted to mention...
Oh, yes. One
no,
thing.
Dude. You're not allowed to mention anything.
I came up with my stuff right before you do.
All right, well, we're out of here. We're leaving.
Wait, I got one more thing.
Don't sell drugs.
I got one more thing.
Don't take them. No, not one more and thing.
You,
we gotta go.
Yes, you need to put it at the end of the show.
DreamStation.cc has been brought to you by the Drug Enforcement Agency.
Exactly.
You have 5 seconds to turn off this podcast, or I will end the next Harry Potter book for you.
All right, we're done. We're out here. I'm hitting stop.
3, 2, 1.
Let's give away Scott.
I was good.
Again?
A knife with Scott. We're giving that away. For all you ladies out there.
Oh,
yeah. Thank God.
Like you're underage. Like a man underage.
We just turned that knife. It stopped.
Retail bait.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.